to my new episode of Casting Crusaders. I'm Regan.
And I'm Hope. Today we'll be talking with Miss Lydia Dufresne, our middle school theology teacher.
Welcome to our show, Miss Dufresne.
Thank you for having me.
Miss Dufresne, what inspired you to become a theology teacher, and how do you approach teaching about faith to your middle school student?
So I have actually been a high school and young adult youth minister since I was in college. So I have always loved being able to, you know, talk about the faith and share my faith with others. But when I applied here at St. Matthew, I had actually been teaching pre-K and kindergarten for the last 9 years. And it was actually Mr. Benora who encouraged me to think about possibly wanting to teach middle school theology. And I basically just, as talking to him, kind of just felt that this was something the Holy Spirit wanted me to pursue. And so I accepted the job, and I was really glad that I did. It was a good move. I enjoy teaching theology.
How do you like learning about religious teachings, engaging and relevant for students in their everyday lives?
So in theology class, I try to combine a kind of a mixture between, you know, what we got to learn with the book and kind of the content with also different activities. Every once in a while we'll do games, but different projects, finding ways to kind of connect it with, you know, current culture, current issues and things like that, to help make things relevant for, you know, what y'all are facing in your lives.
How do you encourage students to ask questions and explore their own beliefs within the framework of Catholic teaching?
So starting really at the beginning of the year, one thing I always say is that I much prefer in theology class, I much prefer you to be honest than right. In other words, if I, you know, ask you, how is your relationship with God? And the reality is, you know, you don't really have a relationship with God. I'd much rather you be honest and tell me that than to make up something and quote unquote be right and say, oh, my relationship with God is great, if that's not really the case. So I really encourage honesty over necessarily right and wrong. And I think that's important because if you are not given the freedom to kind of question what you believe in a context that will help lead you back to the truth, it's not that you're no longer going to question things, but rather that you're going to look for answers in places that may not lead you to the truth. So that's why I think, you know, asking questions is important, questioning, even church teaching, go ahead and question it and let's explore that so we can, kind of be brought back to why the church teaches what she does and how that is, what is true.
What advice would you give to students who want to depend on their spiritual journey beyond the classroom setting?
So one of the things I would encourage is that, you know, in other given opportunities, whenever there's opportunities to kind of do things that go beyond just, you know, classwork, you know, to take them. We, for example, at the end of September, we're going to be taking about 15 of the seventh graders to the NOLA Catholic Youth Conference, which will be held at Jesuit. And that was an optional thing. You didn't have to go, but anybody who wants to go, I think that will be one of those great opportunities to see other young Catholics, excited about their faith. We'll get to, you know, kind of do some things to kind of enliven our faith that's beyond, just a classroom. And so I think taking advantage of those opportunities when they come up are good ways to help kind of deepen your faith life, kind of just beyond what we do in class.
How do you address topics that may be challenging while still promoting an open discussion?
So kind of like I said earlier, I always encourage honesty, definitely encourage asking questions. And, you know, definitely in middle school, I mean, the reality is that our world is a challenging place and there's often not just easy black and white answers for everything. And so I do encourage, you know, those discussions, but I always say this and that, you know, you can always ask questions. You don't have to agree, but you do always need to be respectful. My answers to you will always be through the lens of what is the truth. In other words, what the Catholic Church teaches. And so even if, you know, you may say, I don't agree with that. Well, that's fine. You know, the Lord gives us free will to choose whether or not we want to believe that or agree with it. Whatever answers I'm giving or whatever will always be led back to, you know, what the church shares, but just kind of promoting a, you know, an environment of, you know, respect and, you know, respectful dialogue in a way that even if we disagree, that we can still treat each other, you know, with respect and uphold the human dignity that we all have.
Can you talk about any upcoming projects or activities that will help students apply their understanding of Catholic's teachings in creative ways?
Yeah, so one an activity that is going to be kind of coming up is, and actually in a couple of the different grade levels, starting in the month of October, we will be kind of diving into a little more deeply some of the lives of the different saints. And, you know, the sixth grade and seventh grade is going to do a project focusing on the saints, and that'll be kind of starting the next quarter or so. And I think really the saints are important because, you know, we can be given out, you know, kind of the framework of, okay, this is how you're supposed to live, you know, a good Catholic life. But the saints actually put into practice what we've been taught, and saints serve as wonderful examples of like, look, this is someone who was not perfect. You know, I say all the time, you know, all the saints sinned, every saint except for, you know, the Blessed Mother has committed sin. Does not mean they're perfect, but rather even through their struggles and their hardships, they were able to pursue Christ and seek the Lord and gain heaven. So if the saints were able to do it, you know, we also can do it. And so I think these kind of projects that we'll have coming up, focusing more deeply on the lives of the saints, will kind of help the students kind of dive in more to pursuing holiness themselves.
Lastly, Mr. Chen, when you're not at school, what are some of your hobbies or things you enjoy?
So to be totally honest, I don't have tons of hobbies. However, I do have, my sister has two little kids who are my godchildren. My cousin has five little kids who are also my godchildren. Love spending time with them, hanging out with my little nieces and nephews, spending time with my family. My dad and I walk most evenings, just doing different things like that. But spending time with family and things like that, I do enjoy doing. So,
Mr. Fain, thank you for joining us on this episode.
Thank y'all so much for having me. I appreciate it.
We have now come to the joke portion of our show. Today's joke comes from Book and Miss Meeper, 7th grade.
Hope, what did the duck say after he bought chapstick?
I don't know, Reagan. What did he say?
Put it on my bill.
If you are a student in any grade and would you like to submit a joke, give it to your homeroom teacher and they will get it to Miss Bula.
We have come to the end of our show. Thanks for joining us on this episode of Casting Crusaders.